Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of March 2017, and this is the 551st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's such a lovely day today. It was quite cool this morning. I even wore a coat, and there has been some sun shining as well, and I've just been outside collecting some hazelnuts from under my hazel tree. It really feels like autumn, and I'm enjoying it very much, even though I'm about to head off to Sydney, where I don't think autumn has quite arrived yet. It's going to be quite warm and wet, a little bit tropical. That'll be interesting, going from this cooler weather again back into the warmth. But here I really think that our very, very hot days have come to an end, and I can be myself again at last. It's really extraordinary how much difference to me it makes what the season is. So I can feel a smile on my face each time I wake up to this cool, cool morning. Although I have to say, last night I didn't sleep very well. Usually when it's cool, I sleep extremely well. And I had an Epsom salt bath last night, which also tends to put me into a great sleep. But I think something about the rehearsal and, the bustle of the rehearsal, I think, just stayed with me, and I found it quite difficult to soothe myself down again. I guess most evenings I have quite a slow unwinding. Although having said that, the last month or two, my evenings have been getting fuller with the writer's cave and various other things, meetings and so on. So maybe I just need to accept that my rhythm is changing at the moment. I know at the beginning of the year I said that I was going to allow myself 3 months to feel my way into the year rather than trying to plan the year at the beginning of the year when I just didn't feel ready for it. Now I feel as if I'm sort of in the year, really, and that I have changed the things that I've wanted to change. This changing Mole to fortnightly has been really helpful to me, Murmurs, even though you will have realised from my last Murmurs that they're not coming very easily at the moment. And I don't think that has anything to do with the fact that I'm doing them less often. I just think that the fact that my working on my novel is going much better has left me less space for Mole. And I think I just need to accept that they're going to weave in and out of each other at different times. They're going to be weighted differently when the novel comes to sticky patches and I need to back off, then Mole is going to be able to come to the fore again. And meanwhile, I just want to keep a little steady pace of, I want both of them to be continuing, but I guess, yeah, one will always have precedence over the other at different times. So it's been interesting. So at the moment, I don't feel that I need to make any particular changes to the way I'm living my life. And it feels really good not to have had to try so hard to knock something into shape, but rather allow it to find its own shape. I was listening this morning to Lorenzo Svedovic's podcast on eye strain. He has been writing a book and has realized that he's been straining his eyes doing that. And one of the things he had noticed was that he was straining his eyes when he was doing his podcasts. And I've noticed I quite often do that too. The podcast doesn't require me to look at the screen at all, but I quite often do. And I realise, of course, I don't do it when I'm, or don't do it in the same way when I'm on my phone. I'm sort of looking over it. And I do my podcasts on the iPad, so I'm still looking over it to some extent. If I were doing it on my computer, I would be staring at the screen. And so there are two things that I feel that I'm thinking about with listening to that podcast, is that my decision to do most of my writing on the iPad rather than the computer is a good one, because I'm often looking off into the distance as well as at the screen, even though it means that I haven't got such an efficient organisational system as I would have on the computer. I can't use Scrivener on the iPad, but I think my daily writing, it's much more important to not strain my eyes. So that's been a really good reminder. So thank you to Lorenzo for doing that, and just reminding ourselves not to peer, I suppose, when it's not necessary. And he uses the Pomodoro technique to make a note to himself every 20 minutes about what his eyes are doing, to see whether they are relaxed or whether they're over-focusing, and how that is also a way of judging whether one's mind is loose or not. And if you read Murmurs of Mole yesterday, you'll know that that's one of the things that I'm trying to find ways through this unconscious effort that we can put into things that is actually quite detrimental to the project itself, and that loosening up, relaxing the eyes, relaxing the mind is much more likely to provide creative. I was going to say manure, that's not quite what I meant. A creative sustenance, I suppose. So it was good to think about that. And so many things we do quite unconsciously, like, I don't know, one of them is, of course, my shoulders go further and further up my neck as I concentrate more. And the more I'm into a project as well, the less I think about the rest of my body. So all of those are good reminders, and good reminders that body and mind together actually work best for productivity and for everything else. I'm going to be going to rehearsal very shortly, another one. Last night's rehearsal was quite fun, in an odd sort of way. Fun because there was a lot of bustle, and we actually had the singing in the cathedral happening as well, so we were trying to coordinate all the different parts in the different parts of the building, and it was a bit of a challenge, but very interesting trying to work very much outside everybody's comfort zone. So today and tomorrow I'm going to be doing that, as I mentioned before, and preparing for my Sydney trip. And very little else. I have to find a piece of work to take with me to Sydney, and make sure I've got my tickets and all those sorts of things, because I really need to have done it before I go to the rehearsal tomorrow night. We've got the visiting ringers arriving tomorrow, so we'll be having a meal with them before the concert. And so I don't want to put off anything till Saturday morning. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope that you've had a good day today, and that you have been able to be not trying too hard to be focused, but allowing yourself to engage with whatever it is that you're doing. I hope the same goes for you tomorrow. I may do a podcast tomorrow, given that I didn't do one on Monday. We'll just have to see. And so I really look forward to talking to you again either tomorrow or on Saturday.